still require, you almost always can run that land. Like this, as long as it's done at your level, somebody should just say, politics of this tawdry sewer that is exploiting the anguish of Americans. We can understand honest differences of opinion, but to insinuate that the president would keep a war going 1 hour longer than is necessary is an outrage. And the idea that Peking and Moscow will join a plot to get the president re-elected shows total incompetence. taxation of the Egyptians during this campaign.
That's right.
The Spanish and the Italian. They must have no illusion.
They helped the Egyptians, Henry.
That's right.
You know that.
I know
that. Let me say, I will say that even though it might jeopardize the election. Not so I'm not going to fool around.
Exactly.
You've got to know that.
And I will tell this to you. Thank you. entirely on the basis that these factors fit just more the communist government.
Sure. Sure.
And that might be can win.
That's right.
It won't be easy to sell the Cubans eventually, but the other side that
we have, we've gone as far as we can.
Whether we can have McGovern win the election. Henry Grant, who's been on your side up to now, this weekend said, I'm for your Vietnam policy. He said, but Henry, for God's sake, how can the president take a 100% chance of turning this country over to McGovern for the sake of Vietnam? Now, we cannot salute you. We cannot.
Well, that will lose the election, too.
That will lose the election also. And it also
it should lose it.
But I think this is not an unfair proposal. Then I will redo it so that it doesn't look like 8 points.
No, no.
And I'll get it so, those are the only new provisions, but I'll get it so rewritten, but that it will take the New York Times 3 weeks to figure it out. I mean, every time we've gone public, we've screwed everybody up for 2 million. But I hope it won't be necessary.
You never know.
I mean,
they may decide to not respect. Quakers came back, those sons of bitches, and said, well, that their morale in our Vietnam was high and all that sort of thing. I don't believe that. I don't believe
that. None about it.
I don't believe that Swedish report. I don't believe that report. What college report do we have any?
All of
them. They've got to be hurting or something wrong with our military.
Mr. President,
no, we know. We know the money has been affected.
But they published statements against defeatists and warning their people against seditious acts. Something. Why the hell would they publish those? In Hanoi, given the people now, the line I've been putting out to newsmen is, they say, well, they were very tough to Chokrat. I said, I'm very encouraged by that. I said, if they had been very flexible to Chokrat, I would have drawn the conclusion that these guys are trying to put public pressure on us. If they want to
bureaucracy. They're the ones. It's the ones like Bill Pedersen, that kind of people. So his wealth that we're going to destroy.
You were, I mean, the disrespectful treatment of you by the other delegates.
Oh, they never stood up.
The way the Americans used you to build themselves up, they should never have had you sitting on the floor of that. Listening to a half hour of pilot Delatis, and you go there. I mean, you are the biggest figure at the UN whenever you appear. You are never just another delegate.
It's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. That could happen again. No. And incidentally, whenever the invitation or question or address, I want to go to give a curt no with no explanation. Don't say my schedule is small.
Yeah.
Just say no. No explanation, please. Don't give them. I do not want a courteous response. And that's the order to these people. No courteous response. When they ask me anything about the UN, it's just no. And not at a high level. Like, for example, rather than giving an answer from the White House, have it done by, one of your assistants.
I won't do it at all. I'll let the state answer it on your behalf.
No, but then Rogers, I'm at a very low level. Lowest level of life you've got with one of your young fellows. See? He just does it. He says, on behalf of Dr. Kissinger, I have to respond that on me with that the president will not be able to come. And then sincerely yours.
Keeping it from being pulled out. Thank you.